Have you come to fully realize that you are a manifestation of the Supreme Self? The One Self. Do you know yourself as the One Self? The Infinite Self. Self that was never born, never identified with any body or any mind or any sense of separation from the whole. Your real self is untouched by karma. Unaffected by anything that happens in the dream field of the phenomenal world. And you recognize that the world is your dream, your projection. And this is your journey, a journey from perfection to perfection. A journey in time that appears as a fall from perfection and then an ascent back to perfection. But never have you left that perfection. But now it must be realized. The journey must be completed. And so you must know in your heart what is required for you to complete your journey. What do you need to graduate from this plane? What do you need to be able to let go of the mental chatter and the attachments to anything or anyone on this plane? What do you need to let go of the habit of leaning on anyone or anything? What do you need to feel so complete within that you never have to make a demand on anyone without? What do you need to fully realize the entire spectrum of consciousness, to know yourself completely, and to emerge the full potentiality of the self? The full powers of consciousness, to know the truth of who you are, to know the real that can never be destroyed and was never created, the real that has no narrative, no story, no goals, has never suffered any loss or trauma, has never fallen into illusion. What do you need to realize that level of your being? What must you let go of? What must you open? What must you surrender? What must you claim? What must you come to know about yourself to be free of all illusions, all sense of weakness, all limitations? And are you ready to drop all that is not real, all that is not true, all that is not noble, divinely royal, all that is not in the image of God, in the likeness of God, in the truth of the nature of God that is your own nature? The one self manifests as the many, and so you cannot be anything but the one self. But do you love yourself? Do you feel the joy of the infinite self? The freedom, the wisdom, the power to say a wholehearted yes and an authentic no, and to be always true to yourself. And always true to your heart and the yearning to open in infinite love. Because the bliss manifests as love. And the love is the sign of intelligence. And the love is the essence of light, which is the essence of beauty, which is the essence of goodness. Do you live in that vibrational frequency of the purity of the divine heart? Do you know yourself as that, and do you transmit that? Now is the moment to be complete and whole. And to do that, you must drop everything, every tendency, every predisposition that keeps the illusion of being other than the one infinite self, obscuring the truth. Have you eliminated every obscuration, every deviation, every moment of forgetfulness? Have you eliminated the tendency to be scattered, to be incoherent, to have a mind that is split between subject and object? Have you eliminated all of the mental chatter that brings you down into a fabricated, illusory identity? This is the moment to complete your journey to wholeness and the return to the perfection of your nature. And to share that perfection unconditionally with all as the gift of the compassion of the recognition that all are exemplars of the one divine unity. And do you? Give all that you have and all that you are for the upliftment of the whole, of all your brothers and sisters, all the manifestations of the many who are yearning to return to oneness. May we be such bestowers of blessings and benefactors and sustainers of the goodness of God in the world, so that the vibrational frequency of the morphic field is saturated by the luminous clarity and bliss. Of the God Self whom you are channeling. Because that is the alchemical work of Satyoga that eliminates all impurities and brings the fullness of God's manifestation as an avatar. The end and the beginning must happen now. May you know the peace that comes of loving God so much, with such total obedience, such total mimesis, such total service, such total dedication of love, that no trace of fear or greed or separation or desire, or anger, or closed-heartedness can remain. And one overflows with the blissful love. Of the presence of God within. And do you know the even deeper peace of realizing the total merger of the consciousness into the zero point, into that which is inconceivable as void and fullness, time and eternity, nirvana and samsara, masculine and feminine, light and dark, all and nothing. And are you at peace with the total ultimate paradox of liberated consciousness? And do you know the supreme peace the truth of which can never be spoken in words but that creates a radiance and splendor in your heart that marks you indelibly as one who has been chosen by God, because you have chosen to be real. Namaste.